The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people! What they want.
Jalen, we have an update on the Ben Simmons saga with the Sixers, and it is this. He said, I don't care about media day. I don't care about practice. I don't care about preseason games. I am not playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. There are serious implications about this stance from Simmons. What do you think about the latest?
So this is a unique case because normally you don't have an all-NBA player at his age being so very disgruntled with the team while currently having 4 years at top dollar remaining on his contract. And it's not just him breaking up with the Sixers. The organization and the city broke up with him after that playoff series. And so even if he decided to show up, Jacoby, it's almost gonna be like he's not welcome. And when you have a fatal flaw in your game, and for him, that's not attempting shots outside of the paint, that's easy for the layman fan, supporter, media member to highlight that weakness. However, if you watch the game and you understand that there's so many ways to impact a basketball team besides shooting the ball, you understand that Ben Simmons is one of the best players in the league that just so happened to not be able to make jump shots. And what ends up happening is the Sixers have the most physically dominant big in the game, Joel Embiid. So therefore, you're going to feed him on the wing, on the block, and he's an MVP candidate. But when he's at his best, he's going to occupy the same areas that Ben Simmons needs to occupy in order to be effective. That's why I said years ago, I said this. If you're going to build around Joel Embiid, you must trade Ben Simmons because he needs to be surrounded by shooters. The second thing with Ben, he's not your point guard. He's your wing. He's on the baseline. He's a secondary ball handler. You get a block, you get a steal, you get a turnover. Yeah. He's one of the best in the league. He's like Russell Westbrook in the open floor. But he's 6'10". But in the half court, he just can't be your initiator of offense constantly. But he's still a terrific performer. But not showing up at training camp, Jacoby, does not help me move you. It doesn't help you increase your value because the last time we saw you play, your team and the process was getting eliminated again, and yet you had some dubious fourth quarter performances against the Hawks.
Jalen, you know I have a lot of sayings, right? And one is, your actions should support your goals. If his goal is to get traded, his actions should be showing up to camp to increase his value. And look at the bottom there, Jalen Rose. Every preseason game he misses, it's $250,000. One thing I know that you hold very high is getting your checks. I know that one of your priorities is getting the checks. Do you think it'll get to the point where he's losing $250,000 for missing preseason games?
So this is unique. And that's why I started my commentary by saying he has multiple years left on his deal. Look at athletes like you look at a piece of property, right? Or even a used car. When you're not driving a used car and you're not putting miles on it, it doesn't decrease your value. So for him, not playing and not getting this year's check doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to shorten his career. He's still got multiple years left on that deal. So he's forcing their hand, and he's also acknowledging that this is over. And so because of that, I'm willing to sabotage your season if you don't move me. Oh, you don't want me? I'm the reason that we can't get to our goals? So here's what we're gonna do then. Y'all go ahead and play without me. And so this is something that we normally, like with James Harden last year in the Rockets, that was different because he had been there for so many years. He's been an MVP, he was their franchise player, and he just decided that he wanted to go join KD and Kyrie. So I'm gonna show up out of shape and force y'all to move me. Mm-hmm. In this case, he got 4 years left on his deal already. 4 years. So if y'all don't want to move me, I'll just sit back and I'll wait. Well,
and it's not like Daryl Morey hasn't move him, tried.
The longer
it's not
they
like
take,
he hasn't tried to correct. Trade Ben Simmons. When I look around the league, I don't see a natural dance partner. People talk about Wiggins and the Warriors. People talk about John Wall and the Rockets or Dame or CJ McCollum or some sort of Kings package. I don't see a natural partner for this to happen. Do you think there's a team out there that's going to be able to get this done before we start the season?
So right now, as you mentioned, teams like Houston, Portland, Minnesota are being mentioned. And those could be likely landing spots. But take it from somebody that's been around this game his entire life and has been traded multiple times. Unorthodox situations like this usually lead to deals that you don't see coming involving multiple teams. Because everything he isn't offensively, ladies and gentlemen, he is defensively. You just showed me footage of him guarding Trae Young, right? He can do that. When Kevin Durant comes to town, he can do that. He's all NBA defender. He's been an all NBA player. It's just that not shooting the ball outside of the paint doesn't play to his strengths because you have a great anchor in Joel Embiid.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this one. And he, of course, is repped by Clutch Sports, who also reps Anthony Davis, who is now a Los Angeles Laker, along with many other future Hall of Famers. And the Lakers are going to Vegas. They're going to have a three-day mini camp in Vegas. And Jalen, I'm concerned about this because when you're in your 20s, 3 days in Vegas sounds like fun. But when you're in your 30s, 3 days in Vegas is too much time in Vegas. Too much time in Vegas. What do you think about the team-building trip to Vegas for the Lakers?
I think my guy Rich Paul, and congratulations, because Adele made their relationship IG official. Here's what happens, Jacoby, and I don't have to tell you this. Going to Vegas allows you to get out of the house.
They're gonna
That's
see
what
Carrot
it allows
Top.
You to do. So you, yeah. So you talking about being in your 20s, but what about when you in your 30s? You know, I don't have to tell you, LeBron got more kids than you, dog. He's trying to get out of the house.
Anthony Davis just got married. Anthony Davis just got married and he's going on his bachelor party after the wedding to Vegas. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this for Anthony Davis. But all seriousness,
this is the OG. This is the OG way to sneak in a bachelor party without announcing it. Boss move.
I mean, you don't
gonna
do
work
it
out together.
The day
that's
only
or
like
two
4 hours
the way.
Out of the day. You know? That's only 4 hours out of the day. There's gonna be a lot of free time for them to be by the pool and maybe some establishments outside of the pool. Jalen, when you look at this, the Lakers are short only to the Nets when it comes to the Caesars Sportsbook Championship odds. What do you think about those numbers?
I'm not mad at those odds. The Nets are my favorite to win the East this year. We can't overlook Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday, the reigning champions. They're going to be in the mix. But a healthy Nets team that didn't play over 20 games total with their big three are going to be dynamic this year. But like I've told you on this show, my worry for the Nets is that they play in New York. And that worry also goes with the fact that there might be a couple of people on their team that are extremely notable that are still unvaccinated. And you saw the rules, Jacoby, of New York City. Adam Silver doesn't have to say anything. I'm gonna let the states legislate this. I'm not about to get into no issues with elite players or any of my guys around the league. And that's the thing I'm looking for when you show those Nets betting odds.
Well, Jalen, the Nets general manager, Sean Marks, former teammate of yours, he went out and said that if
Kiwi.
The season were to start today, there would be some players on the roster, perhaps some prominent players, that would not be eligible based on those rules. Now, Jalen, he says he doesn't expect it to be a problem. So I guess what he's saying is there'll be some Nets receiving shots in the next week. What do you think about what Sean Marks said?
I think for the people that are just listening to Sean Marks, that might be breaking news. And Kevin Durant, shout to him, as I just was with George Gervin the other day. I'm calling him Iceberg Slim for years. James Harden will show up at camp in shape. Kevin Durant is an unstoppable scorer. Kyrie Irving, the best handles in the game, the best left hand in the league. It should have its own league pass channel. But if they're not all vaccinated, that's gonna be an issue. And you're not finding out this for the first time if you watch J&J. This is actually broken news to you because this is something we kind of talked about a few weeks ago. So it's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, one way I could see it potentially playing out is there is a loophole. You cannot get vaccinated for religious and or health reasons. So perhaps that might be something that the players use to their advantage to make sure that they go on the court, even if they did not get a shot. Jalen, we learned a little bit about Jimmy G and who he goes to when he needs advice. It is a extremely interesting source who Jimmy G is getting advice from. We'll tell you about that and much more when we come back. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from the Seaport Inn, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Jimmy G, said that he's going to seek out Aaron Rodgers for advice on how to sort of navigate things as a professional quarterback in the NFL. And I find this interesting because it seemed like Aaron Rodgers was kind of sort of trying to take Jimmy G's job on draft day. What do you think about this?
It's a dirty game. I learned that a long time ago. The same person is smiling in your face is sending an email trying to take your job. And that's what Aaron Rodgers was actually doing on draft day, trying to navigate himself to California to play for the 49ers. And again, if you're Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers knows your name, you definitely are happy to use him as a source. But it would be, I would not be surprised, however, if we look up and this time next year, Aaron Rodgers is actually playing quarterback for the team that Jimmy Garoppolo is advising him about. I'm just saying.
Exactly. I can see these two switching places. We'll see if that happens in time. But one thing I do not see happening is Aaron Rodgers returning to the Packers next year. We have some bad news. It has to do with quarterbacks. Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger, has a pectoral injury, and that is just another in a slew of injuries for the Steelers. How much trouble is Pittsburgh in?
They're in a lot of trouble, and Big Ben isn't aging like Tom Brady. Mm-mm. Like, at the height of his career, Big Ben, like, being almost like a refrigerator in the pocket. Big, sturdy, strong, shaking off tacklers, Super Bowl champion, being willing to take the hit and make the big throw. But that has caught up with him. And each season, it seems like there's one injury after another. And I said this about Carson Wentz as well. You just can't go into a season at this point of their careers and think you're going to rely on them.
Yeah.
You're just not going to be able to go into a season and say, he's going to be my guy for 15, 16, 17 games. And so for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond without Big Ben in the lineup.
Yeah, remember they started 11-0 last year. They had some injuries on defense last year. They have injuries on both sides of the ball this year. I do not see good things in the future for the Steelers. They've got Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. Don't forget Dwayne Haskins, who had shown some flashes in the preseason. Perhaps he'll get an opportunity to be the quarterback for the Steelers. Jalen, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's been in the news. He's been, you remember, the VMAs. He was arguing with Machine Gun Kelly. And now he went out to the Cubs game and threw out the first pitch. And Mr. Rose, what do you think about McGregor's first pitch here?
Shout to Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. They were just in the D yesterday. Conor, those pants are so tight that I understand why you threw it in the stands. You know what I'm saying? Because if he would have stretched his leg towards the plate, his pants would have burst. So I understand why I ended up in the stands. The only one that was worse for a guy that I know that can throw hands, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Where's his?
Yeah,
where's 50 Cent when we need him? He's the only one that was worse.
We got Mr. Wahlberg here. I mean, that one just got away from him a little bit. And, of course, Bill Murray at the Cubs game. That was intentional. But Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
He did that
Jackson
on purpose. Bill Murray's
so
a legend.
Impressive. This one right here.
Hey.
I love it so much. Conor McGregor also can't throw footballs. I don't know if you remember that Dallas Cowboys game. He can't throw anything except for punches. And then Jalen Rose. Show us how you do it. Show us how you do it. So you got those loose pants.
Show how you do it.
That looked good. There it is. Look at this one right down the middle. Look at that.
That's how you get it over the plate, baby.
Oh, shout out to Jimmy.
Looking like Shohei.
It's time for Show Me Some Shohei. And here's Conor McGregor. He just doesn't throw anything except for punches. That's what we're learning from him. He throws punches. That's what he throws. He doesn't throw footballs, baseballs. He throws punches. It is time for Show Me Some Shohei. Jalen Rose, Shohei Ohtani will likely not pitch anymore this season, but that doesn't mean he's still not hitting. He had his 45th home run yesterday. He's the AL MVP. Can we just give him the MVP? Can we do that, please?
Jacoby, just think about this. A guy that can go to the mound, strike out the side, throw all of the pitches, and be an ace pitcher, also hit his 45th home run. So I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
How many home runs would he have if he wasn't pitching? Just think about that for a second. He got 45 right now, and that's as a duality with pitching. If he did not pitch and he focused solely on hitting this year, how many home runs do you think he would currently have?
I honestly think that he is such a unique talent that it would still be 45. Like, I don't even think pitching affects his approach to the plate. He is just so good at both sides of the ball. Jalen, there's a gentleman by the name of Caleb Plant that, I gotta be honest, I had not heard of until yesterday, because when he faced off against Canelo at the press conference, things got heated. This is how you sell a fight. This is how you sell a fight. We'll discuss it right after this. The WNBA playoffs are here Thursday. ESPN2 starting at 8. It is Dallas against Chicago. And then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., the New York Liberty take on Phoenix Mercury. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's so much discussion this summer about rookie quarterbacks starting in the NFL. Should Trey Lance start, Justin Fields, and Trevor Lawrence, and Mac Jones? Well, guess what? No one was talking about Davis Mills. Davis Mills, the third round pick for the Texans, will be starting because Tyrod Taylor is hurt. Jalen, what do you think about Mr. Mills?
I'm surprised by the Carolina Panthers' 2-0 start. And we're going to look up after this week, and they're still going to be undefeated with Sam Darnold. Christian McCaffrey is about to go crazy in fantasy this weekend. Already see Robbie Anderson hitting his head on the goalpost, and already see their defense giving Davis Mills nightmares. The elephant in the room that we're not really discussing as it relates to football right now, and rightfully so, is the Deshaun Watson situation.
Yep.
Anytime you lose to Rod Taylor and you go to Davis Mills, that's the elephant in the room. And that's going to be hovering not only over the Texans, but over this NFL season until his situation gets closer to a resolution.
I don't think we'll see Deshaun Watson play all season long, especially with Tyrod Taylor out and you're playing Davis Mills, the rookie from Stanford. Moving on, Jalen Rose. I did not know that Canelo had an upcoming fight against a gentleman by the name of Caleb Plant. But I do now, because at the press conference, things got a little testy. Canelo pushes him, and then he comes back after him. What do you think about the skirmish at the press conference to promote the fight?
Hold me back! I love the way he pulled that left-handed shot that he threw at Canelo. I like that the mega guy, Canelo, pushed first. You know who never got into these huffing and puffing, blow your house town type of things? Mike Tyson. You know, he don't do this. He don't do this at all. Ask Mitch Green. He got a star under his eye? He ended up catching a star? Oh, man. So he dotted his eye and knocked off his glasses. Oh, man.
This is
I'm
how you sell
take
a fight.
This fight out now.
This is how you sell a
I'm
fight.
I'm going to take this fight out now.
I didn't know this fight was happening. Now I'm going to be watching it.
Wow.
This is how you sell a fight. If it takes a little cut on your eye to sell a fight and get some more pay-per-views, then I guess that's what you do.
The only reason I wear glasses, it ain't to see. It's so that somebody won't hit me in the face. Canelo doesn't, it doesn't matter to him, I see.
Jalen can't see anything, but still wears glasses every day without a prescription. It's one of the weirdest things about you. I don't understand it. Jalen, we have another announcement. The Fugees are going to reunite and go on tour.
Ooh,
what do you think
la,
about the score
it's
coming
the
back into your life?
We rock when we doing our thing. Ooh, la, la, la. Did you hear Lauryn Hill's bars? On Nas King's disease?
Of course I did. Of course I did.
I'm excited that they're back together. They're one of the dopest groups of all time.
We'll be back together tomorrow at 4 o'clock on ESPN 2. All right. We always say we get the people that we want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose. Aaron Rodgers has been in the news.
What?
And we've been clowning his whole look with the hair. It just seems like he's going through something, the bags under his eyes and drinking scotch after the game and not wanting to be in Green Bay. Well, he took us behind the curtain. He said that he's growing his hair out for a Halloween costume. Twitter, of course, was speculating what potentially that could be. And my favorite idea was that he's going to be the Joker because he just wants to see the world burn. You know, he just wants to see the world burn.
Well said. I agree with you. Aaron, you're not surprising Jalen and Jacoby. We already know you're trying to be the Joker. I seen the bun already. I see you slicking and laying it down already. The conversation, you got diarrhea at the mouth these days, just saying anything that come to mind and giving us sound bites, and I just love it. He has no love from the front office of the Packers. Like,
I love the drama.
None.
You know I love drama.
No love.
You know I love the drama. He's giving us the drama. All the drama. I mean, you know what? We
no
talked about
love.
Him
it's
all
like,
offseason, and we're going to talk about him all next offseason, too, about where he's going to get traded to or if he's going to be a free agent. Like, we're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers. He's got us hostage. Aaron Rodgers got somewhere Tom Brady's like, dog, I'm damn near 50. I just won the Super Bowl. I mean, we're always sitting over here talking about Aaron Rodgers. What does he have to do? What's he got, like 19 touchdowns in two
games? Hey, Reds, hit the brakes for a second. Hit the brakes for a second. I got a hypothetical for you, Jacoby.
Okay.
Imagine after this year, if Aaron Rodgers decided he wanted to play for the Lions.
The second you said I got a hypothetical for you, I knew exactly what you were going to say, but I thought you were going to also bring Devontae Adams into Detroit, too. Dan Campbell wouldn't know what to do. You know what I mean? Dan Campbell, he just wants to run the ball.
You're right.
He wants
You're
to
right.
have, like, four tight ends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if Dan Campbell could put out nine tight ends, a quarterback, and a fullback, he would. That's the style of football that he wants to play. That's really what he wants to do. He just wants to fullback dive up the middle on every play and bite some kneecaps. If he could just get – if he could have, like, an 80-yard, 20-play drive, he would do it.
Well, unless it's fourth and one – because we were in that position against the Packers, and we should have ran the ball, as a matter of fact. And we got Jarrett Montana dropping back, throwing a ball. I'm like, what's happening right now?
Jarrett Montana. You really think that was the key? That was the key, Jalen. That's what it was. That game, that's what it was. You guys would have blown him out if you just ran the ball there.
I'm like, that's what we was up 17. We were still winning.
You know, we won the first half, Dom. 17-14 at halftime.
We won that.
I had 12 exactly. and a half points with your trash Lions, and I knew they were going to lose. I knew it. I knew it.
The reason why they got going in the second half, to be honest, is that Aaron Rodgers just missed some throws in the first half. You remember that one he had in the end zone he threw behind the receiver? He was just a little bit off in the first half. And my guy Jared Montana was just standing in the pocket, surveying the field. You know what I'm saying? And then the Jared second half, you saw that laser he threw to Hockenson. You saw that. Imagine Aaron Rodgers teaming up with Hockenson. That'd be like Mahomes and Kelce.
Hockenson's legit.
Kelce who? Give us Aaron Rodgers.
Jalen, let me tell you something.
I got a job for Aaron Rodgers, though, for real. Let me just say this before you go there. I got a real job for Aaron Rodgers.
Denver Broncos.
Here's a real job for Aaron Rodgers. No. Washington.
I love that.
That's a real job for him. You go to that division, you can win that division.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You see their defense. Good receivers. Good backs.
Gibson. Yeah.
Plug and play at quarterback is all they need. That's all they need. Everybody talking about the 49ers. I'm looking at Washington, to be honest with you, for Aaron Rodgers. That's what I'm going to put out there. Stay tuned.
Well, we have some new quarterback news. Flores has announced that Tua Tagovailoa will not be playing this week, and it is going to be the return of Jacoby. You know I love Jacobys. And it was hard to root against Jacoby because he was playing the Bills, but I had to do it. But Jacoby's about to tear it up this week. You give Jacoby Brissett a week with the reps with the number ones in practice? You can't do that. You can't do that.
I'm so excited
for Jacoby. Jacoby had a little moment when he was with the Colts, but now I'm telling you, I'm calling it right now. They're beating the Raiders. They're beating the Raiders in the late game. Jacoby Brissett, 5 touchdowns, 450 yards. He'll run for like 60 yards. Love Jacoby. Love Jacoby Brissett.
You know the beauty of
too many Jalens. There's Jalens on every team. There's only one Jacoby in the league. This is more special, you know?
The one thing about Jacoby Brissett is this is a great chance for him to seize this opportunity too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like you said, when he had a couple of good wins with the Colts, and then people thought that he was going to be the heir apparent after a couple of weeks. Well, at least you did, right? After my guy retired. What's my guy's name? Who
Andrew
I love?
Luck. Andrew Luck is just like, I ain't doing this no
Andrew
more.
Luck.
And he's not, he retired like a lion. That's how lions retire. He was like, I'm done with this. He's like, I ain't doing this no more. I don't want to play football. This hurts. This is work. I'm rich. Yeah.
But you know what? Like, for real? Smart guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck, smart guy. Funny follow on Twitter. And one of the things as I looked in deeper into his injuries and a few of his interviews, he was really cautious about what life after football would do to him after taking all of those hits. That's really why he retired early.
Yep.
Like, for real. That was at a time when, like, the NFL and the Players Association were going back and forth with one another, and the lawsuits were being settled and stuff like that, because he was a big, strong, physical quarterback. Like, Andrew Luck was the only guy that'd get sacked by a defensive lineman and say something positive. He's the only guy, like, thank you, help him up, like, all of that. Like, he was just, like, different with that. Shout out to Andrew Luck and his father, Oliver.
Oliver, I think Oliver is Reggie's actual middle name. Reginald Oliver Hooks. That's what it is. I'm going to find out Reggie's middle name one day. I'm going to do it. So Jalen, I'm not gonna lie. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, okay? Even though they got JoJo Siwa, big shout out to JoJo Siwa. My girls love JoJo Siwa. But I saw a clip of Iman Shumpert on Dancing with the Stars. This dude is talented. He killed it. He absolutely killed it. Big shout out to Iman Shumpert. He bodied Dancing with the Stars, which obviously the next follow-up question is, when are you going on Dancing with the Stars, Jay? When are you going on Dancing with the Stars?
That really takes work. It really takes practice. It takes focus and discipline and concentration and the open-mindedness and the willingness to do something that you're probably not as comfortable with. You got to get out of your comfort zone in order to do something like that. You know what I mean? And so I'm still grappling, you know, with the thought or the idea. You know, I'm here for some dirty dancing. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for
Patrick
it.
Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
This is the only time that music has been appropriate. I'm here for some dirty dancing. The only time this music has been appropriate. Reggie used to play this music during jazz highlights, and I was like, I hated it so much.
But here's the thing about Iman Shumpert. Don't forget, he's married to a legend in Teyana Taylor.
Yep.
He's married to a legend.
I think they got their own show, too. I think they have a reality show. Like, they're doing stuff.
She a legend. I'm a huge fan of hers. I'm in Atlanta right now, so I've been following her, following him, following them for a really long time. And I was just happy as she started to do certain things, like be in a Kanye video and be at the awards show and, like, start to become mainstream. And so he probably gets a lot of practice at home. So, like, unlike most people, right, when they go to Dancing with the Stars, they're probably getting introduced to what they're gonna need to do for the first time. I'm pretty sure he get a chance to practice his twinkle toes at the house. So sure. Now when he get on the big stage, he ready to kill it. And that's what he did.
All right, I'm gonna get down to it. Jalen, what is your number to go on Dancing with the Stars? What's your number?
Oh, my number? 250.
What? $250,000?
Yeah, I'll do it for that.
Oh, my God. You know what? Good for you, Jalen Rose.
That's like 10 weeks.
So, 20,
it's
so you
10
want
weeks, right?
An episode? Oh, please. It depends
That's right. It depends on how long you last.
I don't know if you're making it to the finals. I don't know if you're making it to the finals.
I get eliminated quick with that number.
It does take memory, concentration, dedication, early hours, putting in the actual work. Those are all things that I don't know if those are your strong suits right now, Jay. You know? I don't know if those are your strong
suits.
Correct.
That's why you asking me what was my number on this is a real thing. Because that's a dedication. That's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's an investment. I would love to do it, though. It'll be fun.
Well, I don't think I'll be going on Dancing with the Stars anytime soon. Not just because I'm not a star, but also because I can't dance. I'm not a great dancer. When I used to be single, I could entertain you at a nightclub for like one or two songs. But after, I use all my moves. I only got a couple spins, a little two-step. So then all of a sudden, I'm just like, let's go get a drink. I'm much better at drinking and talking than I am dancing. I'm not gonna charm you with my dance moves. But I'll charm you with drinking and talking. Those are two things I'm much better at than dancing.
Let me tell you the most overrated thing of all time.
What's that?
Is trying to meet someone, dance with them, and talk to them at the same time. Those actions don't go together. I'm trying to tell y'all, those actions don't go together.
It really doesn't. Really, you can meet someone on the dance floor and then take it off the dance floor and start talking. But when you're yelling in the air,
correct.
What's your name? She's like, what's your name? And then she says her name and you can't hear it anyways. You're saying Sabatha, her name's Samantha. It is no. Just dance a little bit and then take it elsewhere. That's your moves. We always want to hear from you. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. All of your voicemails are great. 985-80-JALEN. Call it right now. 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this. Reg.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out, Reg the Ledge. I have a social, cultural, or regional question. Me and my homies were talking about how people that look like Jalen and I need facial hair, right? I saw a picture of Rick Ross on Twitter today without a beard, and he looked less rich. Of course, we've all seen James Harden without the beard, and clearly he needs that on his face. But I noticed Jacoby doesn't have any facial hair, and Jalen, all, you know, his hair is legendary. So let me know if this is social, cultural, regional, as a man needing facial hair to look like a boss. I don't know. I don't know how to say that. Keep getting them checks. Thank you. Let me know. Peace.
It's a great question. Great question.
Yes.
Great question.
Yes.
Some people definitely just don't look right. Like Travis Kelce, for example. It didn't look right without the facial hair.
Boom.
You just get
used to
it.
That's where I was going. Yes.
You know, and I'm going to say that this, that, well, I don't think it's, I think it's universal. I don't know. No one needs facial hair, right? But some people just don't look right without it. And I will say that one of the reasons that I shave every day, Monday through Friday, every single day I shave my face, I have a clean shaven face, because I used to have a really bad goatee, like a really bad one. And if I look at pictures, I can look at a picture of us doing this show, and I'll tell you exactly what year it is, just based on Jalen's facial hair and hairstyle, right? See, but me, I like the consistency. I like the consistency of the same hairstyle, the same clean-shaven face. So, Mr. Rose, cultural regional, needing facial hair.
It's definitely cultural. And initially, as a black person, we had to fight for our independence, we had to fight for our freedom, and we had to fight for our voice. One of the ways that we were able to show that level of strength were through things that could not be controlled for us. In particular, our hair. That's why when you look back decades ago, the Afro was a source of pride. It wasn't just about the hair. It was, I can wear my hair like this with a sense of pride, and you can't duplicate it. Both. Mm. So, you know, now we use the term culture vulture, right? Where there are people that you see out in public, you like, wait a minute, he got on a Wu-Tang hoodie? But you see him in a board meeting, they ain't representing hip hop at all, right?
Mm.
You get to turn it off and turn it on. So hairstyles and facial hair for black people represented a level of independence. That's really a source of our strength in a lot of ways. You know, they say what the strength of Samson was in his hair, right? That's mm-hmm. the same way we approach our hair and facial hair, because while we were looked at as three-fifths of a man and we overcame Jim Crow laws, and there was time where we actually needed to cross the street when we saw white people, one thing that we could control was our hair and our facial hair. And for so very long, I'll give you an example of a hairstyle. It was like the trife look, as I call it. It's short for trifling. It's kind of like I'm wearing mines now. In theory, I'm rocking mines in curls. Somebody else may rock theirs, I guess I'll call it in naps, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that look was the residue of sagging your pants. It was a version of, you can't tell me how to wear my pants, and you can't tell me how to wear my hair. That look was a residue of that. So for me, for example, I always looked up to black people that were intelligent, that were strong. And Tommy used to always talk about this, the OG on our show. Muhammad Ali, when he said black people were pretty, like, that really meant something. That became a seminal moment in a lot of ways publicly for our pride. And so when you see me wear a goatee, I'm literally wearing it the exact same way that Malcolm X wore his. If you notice, I don't clean out the interior of my goatee. I just line it up on the outside and I keep the interior natural. That's literally because I wanted to look like Malcolm X, Detroit Red. That's the old, that, and by the way, I can't grow a beard. So if you notice, once I grew this goatee, I've flexed a couple of times and I wore the porn star mustache just to be silly. But other than that, like you said, you can look at the years at my hairstyle, and another thing you left out, you can look at my weight too.
Well, that's not for me
to
say.
You can look at my weight too.
That's not for me.
I don't care.
At the old clips. I look at the old clips. I'm like, damn.
It's fine.
Damn.
I look like I ate myself. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine. Well, you got kangaroo Jalen, but you know what I got? I got the flak jacket. When I get heavy, I get the bulletproof vest. You know, I look like an undercover cop
the
on the subway. You know, it's just like my arms and my legs don't get back.
Are you like Stephen A. that day he wore those two chains?
After I had the twins, that was when I went through my bulletproof vest phase. I honestly looked like an undercover cop on the subway. Thick neck.
So literally, for black people, anytime you see us with a specific hairstyle, it's a residue as a sense of pride. Hairstyle, facial hair, and we also not only do that, but a guy like Travis Kelce, you used him as an example. When he cut off his facial hair, he looked crazy different. You know why? With his facial hair, he was invited to the barbecue. He had more soul with the facial hair. Now he looks like a Klansman. He ain't invited.
Okay, I grew out my facial hair during the pandemic for a while there, and I remember some staff members revolted. Curtis was like, "No, dog, like you, no." People just get used to one certain look. Appreciate the call. We got time for one more caller. Again,
yeah,
our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade.
Shout out to Travis Kelce, by the way, terrific tight end, great football player, great interview.
Yo, this is Corey from Houston. Shout out Reg, shout out Jalen, shout out Jug Kobe. Man, I got a couple of questions, man. I've been rocking with this girl for about a year or so. We had a little falling out. We're back together, but it's not the same. So, a friend of mine is getting married. He's getting married to this Filipino lady. The dude who's getting married looks more like Jalen than Jacoby. And his wife is Filipino, and pretty sure they're going to have some hotties at the wedding. What do I do, man? Do I bring my girlfriend, or just go to the wedding one deep and try to see what I can see? One more thing, man. Soft move or boss move? Having a body pillow. Man, this girl argued me down about it's okay for a guy to have a body pillow and all this kind of stuff. I don't know, man. Y'all hash it out. Thank y'all. Listen all the time, man. Appreciate you.
I love Corey. I love Corey so much. First of all, something tells me that Corey looks a little bit more like you than me. Just a hunch. Just a hunch, based on that voicemail. Just a hunch. I also love it. He said my name cooler than I've ever heard it said. He goes, and of course, shout out, Jacoby. I was like, oh my God. I've heard my name millions of times, and no one's ever said it that cool. Big shout to Corey. Corey, I got to answer your question. You wouldn't be calling in and asking whether or not you should bring her if you should bring her. That would be a no-brainer, right? And you said, I guess my girlfriend. There's no such thing as I guess my girlfriend. She's either your girlfriend or she's not. Don't bring her to the wedding. Do your best. You know what? You said yourself, you got it falling out, you got them together, back together, it's not the same. If you're scouting the next thing, then just don't bring her. That's my advice. Don't bring her.
What up, though, Corey? Thank you for the call. Great advice, Jacoby. Shout out to Mr. Scarface. His son, Chris, donated a kidney so he can have a transplant. And he seems to be recovering and doing well. So, shout to Houston. Corey, I need you to call back, my brother, because you left out a very important detail that really helps me, like, laser an answer for you. You left off why y'all fell out initially. And the reason why I bring that up, you sound like she did something you didn't like and y'all broke up and you took her back. That's what this sounds like initially to me.
Interesting.
So you sound a little, you know, you sound a little bitter to the fact that y'all back together. So because of that, like Jacoby said, you didn't say it with your chest. You didn't say, my girlfriend. You said, I guess.
I guess my girlfriend.
Right? That let me know that she hurt you. She broke your heart. She let you down.
She disappointed you. Corey, I don't like her. I don't like her
right?
for you.
Right?
If you mess with Corey, you mess with
Corey?
Me. Corey's my guy.
Correct.
I love Corey.
And so, Corey, so now your guy is gonna get married. And you know, I embrace all races, religions, creeds, all of that. And you see me on TV, Wallis, Filipino to the fullest. Like I'm trying to go there this summer. Like I keep saying summer like it's fall.
Like
it ain't fall.
Yeah. Got a hoodie on, dog.
That's because of NBA seasons, man. Those two NBA seasons got me concussed. You know what I'm saying? Two seasons in 10 months.
Corey, you got to call back. And you got to, after the wedding, you got to call back and tell us what happened. Because Jalen, listen, I've been with the same woman for 2 decades. So I didn't have a lot of single experience. You know what I mean? But one thing I do know from my friends is the wedding is a charged environment. It's a very romantically charged environment. And then you got the people that are with the bride and the people that are with the groom. And then there's some interlopers in between trying to ask, oh, is that bridesmaid? Has she got a man? Oh, what's that person's name? And this and that. Like, it's a real charged environment. It's like spring break. You know, like weddings are like spring break. If you go there without your lady in a nice fly suit and you kind of let it be known to your homeboys and the groom that you're available. And then what he does is he tells his soon-to-be wife, and then she tells her homegirls, and there's matchmaking going on, and then you're on the dance floor. It's over. It's over. Corey.
But Jacoby.
You better not bring her. I don't like her from
Corey. Here's the Prince controversy. They just got back together, which means he already told her about the wedding.
She knows about the wedding.
That's what he was doing when he was trying to get her back, right? And, you know, my friend getting mad. He tried to tell her the whole schedule. Like, I'm going to be here at 8 a.m. Let me tell you what's overrated. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The most overrated thing in your life is telling your mate every step of your day. That's the most overrated thing of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Corey, what this sounds like to me is that you told her about the wedding, and now that you regret telling her about the wedding because you want to go without her.
He wouldn't have called
up and asked. So that's two different things, sir.
Correct.
That's two different things, sir.
Corey's planning on not bringing her. He just needs Uncle Jalen and Uncle Jacoby to give him the okay, and it's okay, Corey.
No.
You get the okay.
No. No. No.
You get the okay.
No.
You get the okay.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. You know
get
what,
okay
Corey?
Me.
I gotta ask
Call
you.
Me
I gotta ask you, Corey. I'm your guy. Here, Corey, play this for your friends. I gotta ask you a question. Are you simping right now? I gotta ask you, because if my theory is right, she did something to mess y'all relationship up. And in getting her back and accepting her back, and or vice versa, you decide you want to tell her everything. Like, here's my phone code. Like, here's the alarm code. You know, here's my schedule. Here's my itinerary. You know, I'm going to be here on September 1st. I'm going to be there on September 19th. Like, you're telling her everything. And now you realize you had a chance to go to a wedding and meet some potential Filipinos. Dog, let me tell you something. You tell her you going to the wedding, even though you already invited her. But she gonna break up with you. That's the only thing. She gonna break up with you.
That's fine.
She gonna break up with you. That's the only thing.
Well, and also,
but she messed it up before. She messed it up before.
I guarantee you, Corey.
You're gonna go to the wedding. You're gonna have beverages. You might have some edibles. You're gonna get on the floor. You're gonna dance. As soon as she turns her back to you, you're gonna be like, this was a great decision. This was an amazing decision. I'm dancing with somebody that I didn't know this morning out on the dance floor. Oh, and you're gonna get a number.
I know how it's gonna
you're
go.
Gonna get a number,
gonna
Corey.
Fly.
It's gonna be a long
cut.
Night.
Yeah, and Corey's gonna, the groom's gonna come over. Hey, Corey, what do you think of this one? She got eyes for you. It's gonna be great, Corey. Enjoy yourself. Tell us how the wedding went. And I'm not using a body pillow. No, thank you. I never.
No,
had a
thank you. I'm judging you.
I need this to be 6 feet
long. I'm judging you.
You know what? Get yourself a partner. You don't need a body pillow if you got a body next to you in the bed. There you go. Soft move.
There you go. Hey, Corey.
Oh, you got more for Corey?
Hey, Corey, when you call back, I ain't been to Houston in a while. What's the best strip clubs happening these days?
All right, you always got to do one thing that might get us canceled. I think we'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose? Sneaking at the end.
We're not done. I'm about to hang out with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. We are not done. Got to give the people.